two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. Did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatolidibop shabadooey, you'll revel in hilarity, it's pork therapy.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. And welcome to Pork Therapy. Don't you love it when we do that at the same time, Mike? It rarely happens. It's like the solar eclipse or the aurora borealis.
Or a full lunar eclipse on the solstice, which is happening December 22nd.
Wow. Yeah. Does that mean that the world economy is going to collapse?
No, that's happening anyway.
Right, Mike, I forgot. Does that mean some crazy
that's
religious...
That's related to governments making up money. That's not related to the sun and the moon position.
It's totally true. Although, sometimes it gets almost into that realm. Like, people, you know, there are these people who keep just saying, like, okay, any day now it's going to happen. The crash is coming. There's going to be no food in the grocery stores. It's going to happen right. any minute now, right?
Sure.
But, yeah, but it, I don't know...
There's always been people like that since Nostradamus or
exactly.
before.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And maybe they're not saying it about the economy, but they've always been saying it about something. And it just gets a little bit like, yes, I do believe that
we're headed in a bad direction.
Yes, there's really some bad stuff going on. The Fed is printing a ton of money. There's a lot of like, you know,
and it may indeed collapse. And it may indeed be soon, but it might not. And you know, harping on the end is near. Is kind of like, it's faith, you know? It's like, why not focus on facts instead of saying there is a conspiracy and the earth will, or, you know, the economy will end on November 19th because gold hit 1,400 an ounce. No, how about saying, you know, how about focusing on what matters? The government is ruining money and eventually it will destroy, you know, the economy and let's start protecting ourselves. Now, why are you focused on, it's happening soon?
Yeah, I know. It just seems like that kind of strikes fear in people's hearts, I guess. And, you know, fear gets people to pay attention to you. But I don't know. I think if you kind of understand and know the principles behind what's going on, like, yeah, the currency is becoming more and more worthless because that's what happens to, like, every single government when they decide to inflate the money supply and all
which
that.
Which is every single government ever.
Yeah, exactly. Then you know, okay, well, you should have some stuff that isn't paper money.
Yeah.
So that if the paper money... When the paper money becomes devalued, then you'll still have your value in something else.
When government ruins the money to whatever point is too bad for you, you will still have your gold or your ammunition or your beans.
Ooh,
or
hill of beans.
Yeah, your own hill of beans.
Or you'll have land or
your shoes or whatever it is that you can still trade with your, you know, community, your friends or whatever to get other things when the government has ruined the money.
Yeah.
So commodities are safe.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know. I even feel almost a little bit kooky sounding just saying that. But anyway, so we're Pork Therapy, right?
And we are. Oh my gosh, did we not even introduce ourselves yet?
No, we did, but like then we started talking about this stuff, and I have to like relate this conversation that we just had to our show.
Okay.
Like, we do this show because we're interested in personal freedom, right?
Yes.
And we think that, you know... It's easiest to control your own behavior and your own relationships, right? And so instead of...
You mean as opposed to someone else controlling you?
No, as opposed to trying to affect something like the rate of inflation like influence national politics or even local political things that happen.
Yep.
Really what you have immediate control over is your own life and your own... And
decisions
the way that you live.
And,
and so, you know, I think it's... often neglected, you know, focusing on that. You know, some people kind of harp on these things that they may have very little control over.
Well,
so Yeah, I think we like to focus on personal freedom.
Didn't Michael Jackson do a song called Man in the Mirror?
I would love it if you would sing that song, Mike.
I was going to break out singing it, but I actually don't remember
it. Didn't Michael Barsky almost sing Man in the Mirror?
Yes, he almost did.
I'll give you a little starting.
Yes.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Hey, you're going to sing. That's much better than me. I'm asking him to mend his ways.
I'm asking him to change his ways. Don't you know, oh girl? That is so good. Like, I'm like bright red. I hate to sing. I know this is going to be on the Liberty Radio Network, and people are going to hear my horrible, horrifying, abominable, monstrous Michael Jackson impression. And they're just going to cry, and they're going to wet their pants, and they're going to, like, just die. Just crawl up into a little ball and cease to exist. So, anyway, I hope that that doesn't happen. And, right, what we're really saying is that it's...
Be the change.
Yeah, be the change you want to see.
You can change you. You can't change, you know, how people react to you, what other people do.
Yeah. You might be able to change, influence communities and prevailing ideas and stuff.
By being the change that you want to see.
Yeah, but it starts with you, yes. Right? So, on that note, I guess we wanted to put ourselves on the love seat tonight at the pork therapy couch, and therapize ourselves.
So our slogan is currently, and for a long time now, relationship talk from a liberty perspective.
Right.
And it used to be communication is key in all relationships.
Right.
And then when we changed it, we thought about relationship advice from a liberty perspective. But I don't like to say that I'm giving advice. And that's kind of what I want to talk about this episode.
Sure. Okay. Let's talk about that. So do you have like a question, Mike, or do you just want to discuss that?
It's more like a low key rant.
Right. I love your rants. This is great. Okay. So I have a question to start off.
Okay.
You said that you don't like. You've said this before, but you said just now that you don't like thinking of us as giving advice. You want to think of us as. Just talking about relationships, right? And if people can take that however they interpret it however they want.
Right.
But why would you not want to give advice? Do you feel like you're not...
Well, I wouldn't want to give advice in this venue. I don't mind giving advice to people I know, my friends, when they solicit it or when they don't mind receiving it,
mm-hmm.
because I know so much more about the situation. I know what they're like and, you know, I don't know everything, but I know a lot more. Here, I don't know who's listening. I don't know often the details that the question asker themselves
mm-hmm.
are, you know, surrounded by, because the questions are, you know, too vague for me to know certain details. I'm not putting the question askers down. I mean, you can only say so much in a couple paragraphs, right?
Right, and we don't have the ability to ask them questions, right? If they email us.
So, you know, I don't want to offer advice to however many listeners are listening on this particular topic, because it won't fit them all.
Right.
If I give advice to my friend Joe, who I know for 6 years, and I know this about him and that about him, it's because I can tailor the advice, and my opinion will be very specific. Here, I'm hearing some things, and I have some opinions always, and I think I'm right, usually,
mm-hmm.
or always.
But
I don't really want to... I've had trouble, you know, we've done over 100 episodes now, and I've had a feeling all the whole time that I just feel so arrogant. Doing this show.
You've been feeling arrogant for 100 episodes.
Yeah.
And you've never told me about it.
Yeah, I just, you know, why would anyone listen to us or me or what I have to say? And when I say it, does it come across as, really, this is what you should do? This is the way it is. And, you know, it's not. This is my opinion. And I hope it helps you. And, you know, if there's, you know, 1,000 listeners out there, I hope it helps 500 or 700 of them. And the others are going to say, that's stupid. And some of the others... You know, some of the people are going to say, hey, that sounds good, I'll try it, and it won't work for them.
Mm-hmm. I think most people are listening to us because it's entertaining, to tell you the truth. I don't think most people are listening to us because they're like, oh, what should I do about this situation in my life? You know, maybe they hear something that we say, and they pick out the things that they like, and they maybe that they're like, huh, oh, okay, I like that thing that they just said. You know, they apply it to their life somehow.
Right.
You know, so there have been people who have written into us and said stuff like, oh, I got a lot of good communication tips from you guys. It's helped me at work or whatever. And yeah, that's awesome. Like, we like that and appreciate that and everything.
I mean, I think
most people are just listening because we make them laugh and we, and some of the things that we say they like.
Because you sing like Michael Jackson. That's why they listen.
Well, I don't know. If they really want to hear more singing on the show, they should stick a quarter in Mike's ear and activate the mic jukebox.
Maybe we should change the slogan to relationship entertainment from a Liberty perspective.
Only if you insert the quarter.
Right. I don't know.
Actually, seriously,
what
guys.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you want to put in a request for a specific song, we do have Mike on tape, or not on tape, on the computer file, recorded, saying that if somebody sends him a $25 donation, he will sing any song that you request.
I think I qualified that with like 1 week after the podcast was released, and nobody took us up on it.
Well, you want to put out another challenge,
Mike?
No, I
don't.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm not going to sing, but if you guys want...
We need a new microphone.
We have a peanut gallery flashing money in my face.
Mike, someone's offering you cash and you turned it down.
He's thinking of some... More Michael Jackson. And I'm not going to sing the whole song.
We gave you a teaser for free. Yeah. Now it's time to
Thanks for the offer. So, what do you think about giving advice or what we do?
I think that if I have a principal... which I don't always have. You know, sometimes there'll be a question where there's like a clear philosophical principle behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like valuing honesty or something like that.
Okay.
Right? I think that if there's a principle involved that's clear and applies to the situation, I don't mind giving advice because, one, the question asker asked for it, and, two, if you're confident about your opinion, then... you know, what's the problem with calling it advice, right?
That makes sense.
I don't know. It kind of seems like it kind of seems like to say it's not advice is like trying overly hard to be like down to earth when, you know, it's kind of like minimizing yourself, you know, like almost self-deprecating a little bit.
Well, I'm not self-deprecating. Like I said, everything or almost everything that I say here on the show and in my life, it's because I believe it. It's because I think it's right.
Yep.
And I make mistakes and I'll correct myself, but I'm not saying what I say on these episodes from all these questions and in response to all these questions because I think it's silly and wrong and I'm trying to trick people. I just feel...
A lot of times we don't even talk about the question beforehand. Like, we're just literally thinking out loud. And sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I think people enjoy hearing that thought process and maybe it leads to other thoughts on their own. And
that'd be good.
You know, insights
for them.
But
that's still, that doesn't really sound like advice to me. Advice is, in my head, advice is when you go to a wise elder and you say, what should I do? And they say, well, if you do this, this will happen. If you do that, that'll happen. And I recommend that. That's kind of what advice means to me.
Yep.
And I'm not a wise. Why should people listen to what we have to say?
So you, okay, before I answer that question, I had just had another thought. You think that, are you saying that you don't want your listeners to feel like you want to be some kind of authority over them.
Yeah.
You want to be on the same level as them, and you want them to...
Yeah, I think you're right. People listen to us for entertainment, and maybe some people take some value. Yeah. In fact, you know, since day one, that I've always put this in our show notes, take us with a grain of salt as part of our slogan, and that's why I put that in there.
Right.
Because I think, listeners, if they want to get something out of us, great, but if I want them to just realize, you know, we're just talking.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is how it should be. This may be how it should be for me, but it's not how everyone should behave.
Yeah, I think if you want that approach, like if you want kind of the harder approach of like, you know, this is right, you know, there are other shows out there that do an awesome job of that, better than us, honestly. Like, I think that there are two I'm thinking of in particular that do better than us. But we have something different, you know, we... put a lot more humorous and entertaining spin on it. You know, we have fun, we have jokes.
Well,
we do a lot more of the thinking process on our show than before the show.
Than prep, right.
You know? Right. So, I don't know, I think that's what makes us unique. And, you know, there are some people who don't like our show, but there are a lot of people who do like it, so that's cool.
Well,
they can listen if they want.
Well, what do you think the people who do like it are getting it? Why do you think they're listening to us, and why should other people listen to us?
What do I think the people who listen are getting out of it?
Yeah.
One, entertainment.
Yeah.
Two, maybe a little bit of companionship. Hmm. You know, like, I've had people kind of come up to me and say, like, oh, I feel like I've gotten to know you by listening to the show.
Interesting.
You know? And I think that's really common with radio, because people...
Well, maybe someday we'll be in a radio.
Yeah. We are on the Liberty Radio Network, but
I'm kidding, totally kidding.
And I'm on Free Talk Live, which is actually a radio show.
That's true. And you probably have a lot more listeners there. No, probably. You certainly have orders of magnitude more listeners there.
Yeah, probably that's true, because just because radio, you know, you never really know how many people are actually listening, right? You can kind of get an idea from these, what are the Arbitron ratings or what, but you can never really know for sure. You know how many people download the podcast.
Is it coincidence that Arbitron sounds like arbitrary?
Yes. No, it's not coincidence. I think it's significant. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, the original question was, why do people listen? What are they getting out of it? I think.
Why should they? Why should new people listen to what we have to say?
Why should
they? There's entertainment. I got that.
I kind of feel like, I think you feel on this, Mike, that I don't want to say anybody should listen to us. I want to offer something and put it out there, and whoever wants to listen can pick it up. You know, I don't want to tell anyone they should. I've had people come up to me and say, oh, you know, I've heard your show a couple times, but I'm just not really into listening to podcasts, or I don't really like to listen to the radio. And that's fine. I've had people who are some of my closest friends in life who just don't like to listen to audio. You know, they prefer TV, or they prefer to read or something. And, like, I don't think that they should listen to the show. I don't think they should do anything they don't want to do. But there are some people who really enjoy having that audio that they can pull.
You know, so would you still consider advice when you say what you're really doing is just kind of saying what you think and putting it out there for anyone who wants? That's just, like, generic advice, or?
Yeah, and I think that anytime someone writes in with a question, there are probably some parts of that question that anyone can relate to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we just recorded an episode a couple minutes ago about this, about a woman who said, like, oh, I have trouble meeting and relating to and becoming friends with women. Now, there are, I would be willing to wager a bet that around half or maybe even more than half of our audience are men. So right there, they have something that's different than the question asker. But I'm sure that there was something in that question that they felt they could relate to and could apply to their own life.
Maybe they don't have men friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or maybe they can't relate to women, or maybe they found one of the jokes funny, or maybe maybe they found something we said useful.
Maybe they liked your singing.
Maybe they liked, well, my singing was on this episode.
Oh, don't. But
I don't know. Did I sing on the last one? It's been 30 minutes. I can't remember. Yeah. But, I mean, the point is that why would someone listen to us? Because there's something in there that they can relate to, empathize with, find valuable, and enjoy.
So it brings them more happiness. You've never had any feeling of, what's the opposite of, not the opposite, but what, when you're condescending to someone, you're that person that feels superior. Never had superiority. You've never felt superior or authoritative or conceited during this show or anything?
No.
I felt all of those.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Mike, okay. Why would anyone send us a question, which is completely voluntary? We're not going out there with, like, baseball bats and saying, we're going to bash your knees in if you don't send us a question. We're not badgering.
I better stop Vinny then.
Vinny. Yeah, he's our intern, right? The pork therapy, a mafia intern. But anyway, no. Why would anyone feel the urge to send us a question didn't want us to discuss it?
Right, but I'm not saying that no one wants to hear us. I'm saying, like, if a person writes a question, they want to hear because they've listened to us and they thought, I kind of like what they have to say. I'm going to ask my question. But that's one person, and then we do a whole show on that for, you know, 1,000 listeners or however many we have. I understand that people can tune it off.
Yeah,
and
they wouldn't listen if they're not interested.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
There are probably some people, for that matter, like, okay, we've had a lot of people on our podcast who, I would say, have a different style of podcasting than us. Like,
sure.
Like Wes. Let's talk about that show.
Okay.
We did a show about nonviolent communication with Wes Bertrand, great friend of mine. He's an awesome guy. We definitely have different styles of podcasting, though, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are probably some people who listen to that episode just to hear Wes, right? And they wouldn't have listened to our other shows. But there are some people who listen But, you know, there are some people who listen to all of our shows and like our show because of some other reason, right? So we don't really know why people are listening.
Yep.
But, you know, it's always a voluntary thing. So the fact that we're getting listeners, we're getting our feed statistics
keep improving.
They keep going up. People keep sharing our links and visiting our blog and listening to our listening to us on the Liberty Radio Network. You know, all of those are like vague market signals that some people are enjoying our show. Yeah. So we should keep doing it, right?
Oh, I'm not saying we want to stop. I just, I guess that's why I always shy away from saying the word advice.
If you want to stop, I'm going to get Vinny after you. I'm just kidding, Mike.
That's why I always shy away from saying the word advice. And I threw in always from the beginning, take us with a grain of salt. And,
yeah.
And that's why I finally decided to have an episode and talk about it. I just want the listeners to be sure to know. So maybe I'll have to keep referring back to this episode in
maybe,
the future
maybe.
To be sure to know that I'm just kind of telling you what I think. That's all.
Okay. Do you feel like you got your rant?
Yes.
Your need for ranting
I think
was
I'm
met?
Done. Yes.
Okay. Great, Mike. Well, thanks for listening. And if you would like to
rant,
tell us why you do or do not like the show.
Oh, yeah.
You can email us at questions at porktherapy.com.
Or why you listen. Don't even tell us if you like, I mean,
yeah,
if you want,
feedback.
Don't even tell us why you like it or hate it. Just say why you listen.
Sure. Yeah. Or you can leave us you can tell us why or why not, why you do not listen. Although, I guess if they don't listen, they're not going to be hearing our appeal, but...
why you stopped listening after this episode.
Yeah, you could do that, sure. Whatever. If you want to give us some feedback, by your lovely voice, and you want to also leave us a joke,
please,
a comment, or
something more,
including your rendition of Man in the Mirror, you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Right? And actually, can we pull up what the actual phone number is? We always struggle with this. I really ought to just memorize this, but you know what? This just shows why it's so important to have this lovely, easily memorable 419-PT-LOVE-4 number, because I never
remember
the actual number. Okay, so the real number is 419-785-6834. Right, Mike?
Right.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so we better say goodbye for now. Mike's got to go get some other stuff done.
I got my rant
out. Now that
he
got his rant out, he feels complete and whole again. Right, Mike?
That's complete.
Something like that.
Thanks for listening, people,
yeah.
And catch you on the next episode.
Yes. See you next time. Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy.